This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today's message is waiting for God's promises to be fulfilled. In 2 Samuel chapter 7, God makes two promises to David. The first promise is that David will, in fact, get the throne. The second promise is that he will have an everlasting family line. Now, as we know how David's life unfolds, even though he was named king, he would not be crowned king until about 13 years later. And in terms of that second promise about that everlasting family line, on more than one occasion, David's family line would dwindle down to about only one family member. David's life is not only a good example, but it's also a great encouragement that God fulfills his promises, but in his own time. The key for us is to remain in faith until it does. And I know personally for myself, sometimes if I'm expecting something to happen on a certain timeline, and when it doesn't materialize, then doubt and anxiety can begin to creep in. David's life shows us that sometimes, as much as things may appear out of order, they're always in divine order, so there's no need to fret. The scripture today is Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, present your request to God, and the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Tune in tomorrow when we ask the question, why do the evil seem to prosper? Share this Be Moment as others desire to be inspired. Finally, for more inspiration, visit bemoments.org.